Hey, welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our special 40 Under 40 show, and we are so pleased and honored to have on our show today Jasper Weir. Jasper is a USC grad, 2008, got his degree in communication. He is the co-founder and president of the Austin-based company TaskUs. It's an international outsourcing company that he co-founded with Bryce Maddox. And he oversees the development of all the people and preservation of the culture. Jasper, welcome to our show.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Good to have you, too. And would you please tell us a little bit more about yourself beyond that brief introduction that I just presented?
Yeah, sure. Maybe can I walk you through a brief history on TaskUs and how we got started?
I wish that you would. That would be great.
Okay. So Bryce is, who you know, is my co-founder, and we're best friends from high school. We went to Santa Monica High School together. We've had different businesses together since we were 17 years old. And TaskUs, we started in 2008, right after we graduated. And we thought that every busy professional should have their own virtual assistant somewhere overseas. And so we started to build for that business. And through doing so, we looked at different providers in a dozen different countries before ultimately building a tiny little office of about five people in the Philippines just outside of Manila. And that was 2008, 2009 time period. And we were struggling big time. This business model just wasn't scaling. We were living, we had moved back home with our parents and were driving beat up cars. And for the first 3 years of the business, we didn't pay ourselves a dollar. And so there we were in trying to figure out what to do. We had identified ourselves as startup founders, and we were in Santa Monica, and we just went out and networked and got to know people. And eventually we found our first major client, and we went from having about five people in a small office to about 100. And the work we were doing was actually voicemail transcription for a company called PhoneTag. And at the time, this was a service that allowed people to listen to their voice. To read their voicemails that were typed out to them, kind of like Apple Visual Voicemail. This was back in 2010. That entrepreneur, funny enough, went on to start Ring that sold to Amazon last year for over $1 billion. So just a small world. But anyway, that's how we got started. And then we went to other startups that we knew and pretty much said, how can we help you outsource different functions of your business? And we started doing really basic data entry and transcription. And then we started doing more and more advanced functions. Customer service came pretty quickly after that. I'll do a big fast forward to today, Rick, where we are. TaskUs is now over 19,000 full-time employees. We operate in six countries, and we service the biggest and best technology companies in the world. So because of client confidentiality, we can't name all of them, but it's anytime you're ordering food or a ride or on your favorite social network, there's a big chance that TaskUs is either answering your customer service calls or chats or doing the content moderation to make sure that your favorite social networks stay safe, and we're removing improper content, moderating advertisements, and doing other back office functions for the world's most innovative companies. That's a little bit about us.
It's so fascinating, Jasper, and to know that you were in the trenches and working hard, but you and Bryce had the tenacity to see this thing through. I think it's just amazing. And when we read your core values, I can see why they're at work every day, and it's helped you get through those tough times and help you scale. The one, though, that stands out above all of them is be ridiculous. Tell me about that.
Okay. So we're an outsourcing company, which can be a bad word, and we are really helping companies with what can be seen as the most kind of unglamorous functions in their business: customer service, data entry, outsourcing of business services really is what the business is at its core. And that's kind of boring. And Bryce and I, having no experience in the space, always say, why not? And so when people said, oh, well, you're never going to get press as a company in the space, we said, why not? And when people said, oh, well, people just, well, you'll have high attrition and your culture is going to be really bad because these are tough jobs. And we said, why not? Why can't these be great jobs? And so when we were probably about 8 years ago, when we were redesigning our website and we were launching kind of a new brand, we were trying to think of a tagline, and kind of like half jokingly, somebody said, why don't we say ridiculously good outsourcing as the tagline, and kind of a play on one of our favorite comedies, Zoolander. Yeah. And we thought, oh man, that's, and we all had a laugh, and they were like, hold on, that's actually really good. And we loved the word ridiculous. It was just so unexpected from a company like us. And that's how we wanted to show up to the market and to our customers. And so we started incorporating that word that is no longer our tagline. Really, for us now, we don't call ourselves an outsourcing company. We're really customer experience, mm-hmm. Customer experience strategy. And as part of that is outsourcing, and part of that is consulting. But the word ridiculous remains critical to what we do. And it's at the center of our core values. So be ridiculous means something different to everybody. But really, to me, it means questioning, why not? And so it's questioning the status quo. It's really inspiring people to bring who they truly are as their whole self to work, rather than be some sort of monotonous robot, or rather than be some sort of suit that they think they're supposed to be in a business setting. We want our people to be people. And sometimes that requires being ridiculous. So that's what the core value means.
Yeah, what we like about it is that it's emblematic of your company and how people act like owners. And if you can be ridiculous, mm-hmm. and be yourself, then guess what? You probably don't want to go work elsewhere.
That's right.
So that's what we really like about it. It's very endearing. One of those other core values is do more with less. And, you know, you can look back on the beginnings of your company when you had to bootstrap. Give advice to our young entrepreneurs that listen to this show about why it's important to bootstrap up front, don't be extravagant, and then to carry forth that same attitude going forward, as if, you know, you are always trying to do things right, be accountable, and make sure that you always have that startup mentality where, hey, I got to get things done, and actually doing more with less is a good thing.
Yeah. So we bootstrapped the business, didn't raise a single dollar of outside capital for 7 years. And we did not go the traditional venture route that most startups do. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother conversation, but what's important about bootstrapping, I'd say one, in terms of like how you think about your business, is that you've got to be profitable pretty early on. And so you got to pay close attention to costs. And so when you see companies going out and throwing big parties because they've raised a bunch of money, it's like, we can never afford to do that. We could only afford to do what was critical for the business. And that instilled a level of discipline that in our business, which historically is not a high margin business, is super important to maintain so you don't get bloated. You know, since then, we've become a pretty big company and have gone from bootstrap to now our equity partner is Blackstone, the largest private equity company in the world, who put hundreds of millions of dollars into the business. But still, we have to remind ourselves that even though we've become big in that regard and can afford some of the things that we never could early on, that core value has to remain, because what happens as companies grow is they get bloated. And what's important is that you always have a mind for cost and for efficiency. And a level of scrappiness that I think we developed as unfunded entrepreneurs that we hope carries through. It's a little harder these days, but still is an important reminder to the rest of the team that you don't need the fancy tools. You may not need to have every single, you know, thing that you think you need to succeed. What is required is hard work and willpower, and that doesn't cost anything.
Well said, well said. We got two more questions for Jasper Weir today. And the first one, this when relates to mentoring. And we know that mentors in our own life have made such a big difference. Share a story about a particular mentor that you think has brought out the best version of Jasper Weir.
Yeah, great question. You know, I already mentioned the entrepreneur whose name is Jamie Siminoff, who was the founder of Ring, and was really we wouldn't be in business if Jamie didn't take a risk on us. And I think from he was kind of unofficially as kind of mentor Bryce and I, but really it was he believed in us and thought there was something there, even though we were 23 years old and had no experience, and he put the belief in us and he trusted us, and then he held us to, he held us accountable and expected good results. He didn't expect us to perform like 23-year-olds. He expected us to perform better than any of his other partners that he was working with at the time. And so I think the combination of belief, where we can believe in ourselves, and then being held accountable to a high bar was a formula that taught us a lot and required us to raise our own performance to meet those standards. And that has always stuck with us. And we appreciate Jamie so much for taking that bet on us. And really, like, that's the best lesson, I think, in business that we've ever learned.
Wow. Hats off to Jamie. That's tremendous. Last question for you, Jasper, is, and this is a signature question on our show, what advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Stretch more often is my advice. You mean, use a foam roller?
Yes, physically stretch more often.
No, okay, so yes, that's one piece of advice.
Sure.
The other advice that I would give, I don't, and when entrepreneurs ask me for advice, I don't like giving advice. I'm happy to share stories. The one piece of advice that always sticks with me that I like to give is, if you do not ask, you will not receive. I think so many people forget that. And when you're an entrepreneur, you got to ask.
That's extraordinary. Hey, Jasper, thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and congratulations on making our 40 under 40. And we really appreciate it and would love to have you back on again next year for an update on your company, Task Us.
Sounds good. Thanks for hosting me today, Rick.
You
bet.
It's
been a lot of fun.
It was great to have. That was Jasper Weir, co-founder, president of Austin-based Task Us. We appreciate him being on our show today. And folks, as we always say here, practice greatness. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.